Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. So good morning, Jason. It is March 24th, Tuesday morning. Yesterday, there was a bit of a reprieve in the market. There was positive signals that the geopolitical tension might be subduing soon. What is your advice to investors right now?
Well, my reaction to yesterday was that the market has taken a show-me attitude. There's just a general disbelief in terms of the information.
Yeah.
So the market would like to see not talking the talk, but walking the walk. It was nice that we had that rally. It would have been nice if it didn't fade toward the close.
Right.
It'd be nice if we had follow through today. But the market and frankly the administration is proven guilty until proven otherwise.
Right.
And it is our ultimate belief that there's an off-ramp here, and it's our ultimate conviction that we will see oil come down. It just may not happen with the immediacy that everyone would like.
Right. And so in these pockets of volatility, like we've been seeing in the beginning of this year and last year for that point, is the best trade no trade?
Well, it depends, of course, on your time horizon.
Right.
If you're flush with cash and you're deploying capital and your horizon is north of a market cycle, you want to use these bouts of volatility to find your entry point.
Right.
If you're fully invested and appropriately allocated, then the best trade sometimes is no trade. Because as much as we would like immediacy, we're not going to necessarily get that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a lot of chop in here.
Right.
So, you know, we have all these conversations with clients, and a lot of times when we have bouts of volatility like this, mm-hmm. their instinct is, I have to do something.
Right.
And it empowers them to do something. But it's sort of like that George Costanza Seinfeld episode of Opposite Day, and Jerry told him, go against everything your instincts tell you and do the opposite. So if your instincts tell you to make a huge change in your portfolio, be George Costanza and do the other side of that.
Right. That example's lost on me, but I understand. let's talk about gold because it's had a sell-off. Are we still advising clients to get in on gold? Is this a buying opportunity?
The entry point of gold looks very interesting.
Okay.
25% off the highs. Gold got memeified.
Yeah.
Gold became like the go-to trade for the Bitcoin crowd. And it became a risk asset. Mm-hmm. And it lost its attributes. Now that we're down 25% from the high, in the context of inflation that's running above trend, and the fact that inflation probably is stickier, especially in light of how the spike in oil has gone up. And even when the straits ultimately open and oil comes down, it takes time to get supply chains going again. It
Right.
takes time to ramp up production. What I'm getting to is that inflation is probably here a little longer. It probably postpones the Fed in terms of the two rate cuts we were anticipating. Now it's perhaps one. So it's a long way of saying that if you don't own gold, now is a very interesting entry point.
What about silver?
It's the poor man's gold.
Mm.
It has more industrial application.
Yeah. Especially in AI right now.
Without a doubt. So silver could also be an interesting entry point here. But I think from a standpoint of a store of wealth in a time of adversity where there's likely higher inflation for longer, gold's the trade.
Okay, great. Well, Jason, thank you so much. To our listeners, thank you for joining. And we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.